Great Friday morning, beloved. Again, it is my privilege to join you, to come to you in your homes and share this word with you. Thank you so much for inviting me in. Today we are in Psalm 105, and this psalm outlines Israel's history from the call of Abraham to the journey of all the people to the promised land. Today's reading concludes with a reference to Joseph. If you remember, he was one of Jacob's sons who actually was instrumental in saving God's people of promise during a time of great famine. And so let's go ahead and get into the word today. God's saving word for us again this week has been praise and thanksgiving. So let's begin reading in Psalm 105. Give thanks to the Lord, proclaim his greatness, tell the nations what he has done. Sing praise to the Lord, tell the wonderful things he has done. Be glad that we belong to him. Let all who worship him rejoice. Go to the Lord for help and worship him continually. You descendants of Abraham, his servant, you descendants of Jacob, the man he chose, remember the miracles that God performed and the judgments that he gave. The Lord is our God. His commands are for all the world. He will keep his covenant forever, his promises for 1,000 generations. He will keep the agreement he made with Abraham and his promise to Isaac. The Lord made a covenant with Jacob, one that will last forever. I will give you the land of Canaan, he said. It will be your own possession. God's people were few in number, strangers in the land of Canaan. They wandered from country to country, from kingdom to another. But God let no one oppress them. To protect them, he warned the kings, do not harm my or touch my servants. The Lord sent famine to their country and took away all their food. But he sent a man ahead of them, Joseph, who had been sold as a slave. His feet were kept in chains and an iron collar was around his neck until what he had predicted came true. The word of the Lord proved him right. Then the king of Egypt had him released. The ruler of nations set him free. He put him in charge of his government and made him ruler over all the land, with power over the king's officials and authority to instruct his advisors. Today's key verse is Psalm 105, verse 2, where it says, sing praise to the Lord, tell the wonderful things that he has done. And again, as we have said so many, many times, what is our responsibility as God's children? That's to let our light so shine before men that they see our good works and glorify the Father. And that's exactly what today's key verse says. Sing praise to the Lord and tell the wonderful things that he has done. Let us pray. O Lord, my God, I thank you and praise you for the steadfast love and faithfulness. I trust in your promises. Keep me mindful of all the wonderful things that you have done so that I can proclaim your greatness from day to day. Amen. Well, our day and our week together has come to an end. Hope to see you in church this Sunday. Please invite someone to come along so that you can let your light shine before men and people see the good things that you're doing, even by inviting them to church, and God will bless you. And then following Monday, we will be in Psalm 105. The psalm continues with a description of how God rescued the people when they were enslaved in Egypt. So that's what we have to look forward to next week. Until we meet again, God holds you so closely to his bosom. May you feel his very heartbeat, feel his breath on your cheek, and know that you are continually held in the arms of God. God bless.